During the 30s, Schofield began to limit the time he spent in England. For 9 months of the year, he visited the States, traveling to places other than Pennsylvania. In Los Angeles, he had taken a mistress, Frances Cranmere Greenman, a Hollywood Society portraitist. Also in Los Angeles, Schofield began teaching art classes. He would take his students down to the fish harbor to paint the docks and fishing boats. It is possible that Schofield painted large boat at dock during his time in Los Angeles, specifically at the San Pedro Harbor. Painting an unfamiliar landscape, Schofield tries to capture the California weather and atmosphere with his color palette. The whole composition has a warmer palette than some of his other paintings. Notice how he uses red to construct part of the boat, or how he softens the clouds with a warm gray color. In the foreground, we can see that Schofield's brushstrokes seem busy, and there's a definitive lack of clarity. He is moving away from the controlled composition we see in his White Frost to something looser and more spontaneous. In the foreground, we see bold movements and unstructured brush marks. As our eye moves to the background, the scene becomes more abstracted with pieces of bare canvas peeking out. The juxtaposition between the foreground and background make the painting seem unfinished. Although we are still able to recognize each part for what it is, Schofield seems to be painting with a new vigor, making this piece much more impressionistic than the others.